on since your last Cocaine Music project. Like, tell the people a little bit about the new project and your progression.
I spent a lot of time working on Cocaine Music 2. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I think the project, when I done Cocaine Music 1, I just done it as a regular mixtape. So many people liked it in the streets, they embraced it so big, you know what I'm saying, so much that, and it was like a normal, you know, mixtape to me, and I seen how much people liked it, so I went in and started doing Cocaine Music 2, and actually put a little more focus in it than 1, you know, so I think that's going to be real interesting when it drops.
Talk to me about the features and the production on it. Like, who can people expect to see on the roster?
Cocaine Music 2, I really didn't do no features outside of my camp, you know. All Star Z and Zilla. It's like a straight Yo Gotta albums, all original music. No other people music, so it really like a street album. It really ain't like a mixtape, you know. We just, you know, that's what we call them because that's what we started bringing it back. But you got 12 songs of original music, books. You know, it's just like a real album. All Star from Cashville.
Oh, he's from that.
Yeah. I got a situation with him with Cash Money University.
Okay.
We just dropped his new single called Crazy, featuring me and Lil Wayne. So y'all should start seeing something from Ned Zilla. He like the hottest artist in Memphis right now in the underground scene. He actually from South Memphis. It's like the opposite side where I'm from. So, you know, I've been telling you about North Memphis for years. Now you don't get to hear a little of the other side. You know what I'm saying?
You're actually in Atlanta a lot. Do you have a spot here? Is that something you're... Okay.
We got a house in Memphis, a spot in Atlanta.
Okay. And would you just travel back and forth, or are you in one place more than the other?
No, I actually live on the road.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm really never in no city more than 2 to 3 days.
I saw the tour bus. Okay.
Yeah.
And was that an adjustment to go from... living on a tour bus from, your old
Yo Gotti life? Nah, I mean, like, you know, like I said, like, where I come from, I like to have my home around. So, you know, if I do a show, you know, a lot of people, they fly in, them, they manage DJ, 3-4 people. But I'm used to being with my homies all the time, so I take them with me. You know, so I need something compatible to hold 12, 15 people.